When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
With just a few minutes before I have to run off to class. You know what? I should have. I started recording and then I was like, oh, you know what? When I record the show on my desktop, I play the theme song live. And like, it's just the software that I use. Like it's already inserted in there. So I just hit the play button and the record button simultaneously. It plays the theme song and then I start talking right over the end of the theme song. But that little 17 seconds is my chance to have a sip of coffee before I start recording. When I record on my phone, I just hit record and start going. So there's your little bit of inside baseball on how Thunder Punch Daily is made. So interesting, right? Well, anyway, that was a long way of saying I want to take a sip of my coffee. Okay. So as I was about to say, a quick check-in, quick art sound off entry. Before I run off to class, still teaching Thursdays and Fridays at the Ann Arbor Art Center. And tonight's my teen class where we're learning how to use Clip Studio Paint on how to draw comics. And I think I want, my goal today is going to be to try to get the kids to do some play with those lettering tools. But you know what? I always try to let the energy of the room go where it wants to go. And if the kids, you know, are struggling with something else, that's my opportunity to teach them. That's what they're there for, after all, is to learn how to do what they want to do with the software. And I can just show them the best way I know how to accomplish what they want to accomplish. As long as I can get to the bottom of what they're trying to accomplish. But let's talk about the antithesis of teaching, filling one's brain, because this has been on my mind for the past week or so. It's been a note that's been kind of bouncing around inside of my ETP, is the value in not filling the tank and giving your brain a rest every once in a while. So I'm in, as I said after the last episode, I'm in full on penciling mode now, and I've got an intense schedule to keep. And that means that watching out for when I feel the resistance and when I want to distract myself is going to be part of the, I don't even want to say skills. What is it? I want to be aware of when I'm feeling, like, where my energy is so that I can, you know, try to stay focused. But take, again, using this term that's, like, become one of my favorite little catch terms is purposeful pauses. Taking pauses to drink in the moment, to stop, to refocus, reframe. Not to pause to use social media or television like a drug, right? But pause to be thoughtful for a minute, you know, focus my eyes again, look off in the distance, have a good stretch, and then get back into working again. But one of the things that I'm doing too is I've noticed a couple things that I did that were helpful that had nothing to do with taking in more information or being super mindful of practice or of being absolutely aware of every choice I'm making on the page. I know I talk about that stuff a lot, but that's only like, that's a fascination I have with a certain element, a certain aspect, a certain piece of making stuff. Because there's another part, and it's more of an intuitive part. And so I made a note to myself early on a couple weeks ago about going for walks. You know, it's like I hit a snag with some thumbnails a while back when I was doing like a lot of the final thumbnails for the graphic novel and for some other personal stuff. And every time if I just remind myself to not fight it and just go for a quick walk, literally 3 minutes out the door. 3 minutes I'm out the door and already, you know, like if I can convince myself to relax, if I can convince myself to just not think about it and just walk and enjoy being outside a little bit, enjoy moving your body a little bit, The ideas usually occur fairly quickly. Then the next trick is, and I feel like I've talked about this recently, the next trick is to not go inside right away. It's like, oh, that's it. That's what I need to do. Don't go inside, Jersey. Like, this is another part of like a discipline I've been trying to cultivate in myself, is keep walking. Walk for a half hour. Let that idea bounce around, right? Let it turn into something else. Don't wrestle with it too much. This isn't dough that you're kneading. This is just like you're letting ideas like sort of bubble around a little bit. And also it's just good for just resetting and refocusing, you know, like staring at a screen, staring at a drawing board for hours and hours on end isn't good for you. Getting up and moving usually is, and giving your eyes like a little chance to relax, giving your arms a little chance to relax is a good idea too. So I try to, you know, even though I'm excited again, I want to get back in and get these ideas on paper. It's like, nope, keep moving, keep walking for at least 20 minutes and then you can go in and you can deal with it. And you know what? Sure enough, that 20 minutes gives me enough time to let the idea gel into something that it needs to be, right? Usually it'll just be like the initial like starting of an idea. It won't be a fully formed idea, but it's exciting and I want to do something with it. And let your brain do something with it first. But the other thing that I'm doing as I'm penciling is a lot of times I will have, and we just did this on the Lean Into Art cast last week, me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger, we did an episode called Reading, Watching, Playing. It's like a little series that we've been doing where it's like we're checking in every once in a while on the types of content we're engaging with and then looking for patterns as to why we engage with what we engage with, for what purpose does it serve, and then what do we recommend to other people and why? As a way of like sort of reverse engineering how recommendations even work, using ourselves as a test case. But I was just talking about how like I haven't been listening to a ton of music. I mostly consume podcasts while I'm working. And if I am listening to music, it's usually just classical music in the background because I'm writing. I don't want anything with any lyrics or anything that's too loud and intrusive into my thought process. But today I put on some old monster movies and just in the background while I was working, and which was something I started doing, you know, well, I've always loved old like 1950s monster movies, like, you know, Robot Monster, It Came from Outer Space, less of a, you know, B movie, but still, films like that, stuff that you find on Mystery Science Theater 3000 usually. And I was just letting that play in the background, and while I focused on penciling, and you know, there's a certain tonic quality to just having, you know, comfort media on surrounding you, rather than trying to fill my brain with new information. Let's wrap ourselves up in something that's comforting and allowing me to attend to the drawing in perspective and drawing characters and poses and things like that. We can sometimes, and again, I'm going to keep beating on this drum too, is we can sometimes make too much fuss out of the martial aspect of improving as an artist. There's also a philosophical aspect. There's also like, you know, like self-care has been one of my watchwords this month as well. And it's like, I'm trying to be attentive to myself both in, you know, in mind and body, right? Like stick to your running schedule and also stick to your meditation schedule and try to be mindful of when it's okay to be drinking in new information and processing the information and know when you need to just relax too, which is all a form of mindfulness. Oh no, what have I done? I've turned it into like this total self-help thing, but then also it's like, oh, relax and have a good time. But think about when you need to relax and have a good time. You know what, this is the kind of thing that our bodies give us signals on. And, you know, this is something that Rob is sort of like, when I ask myself in times of frustration, what would Rob do? You know, he talks a lot about like our body, our emotions giving us signals. And I try to think about it that way. And it jives very well with like, you know, Hindu philosophy, Hindu mythology of like, I'm not my body, I'm the witness. The body's giving me a signal. Let's process that signal and figure out what we need to do with it. All right, I think I'm done talking about all this silly philosophy stuff. I was drawing comics. I was drawing ducks today. I was drawing ducks and sheep and roosters drinking root beer. Oh, man. But I tell you what, 12-year-old me would think I'm a pretty cool guy right now. What guy would he think is cool? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. jdros.com, bouldernfleet.com. New page just dropped to the Boulder and Fleet comic. We're on page 2 of A Friendly Game. You can read it at boulderandfleet.com, and you can read it on Tapastic. You can read it on Instagram, at Boulder and Fleet on Instagram, or even on Twitter, at Boulder and Fleet on Twitter. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, where every day for the month of November, me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenge ourselves to check in every day with a little audio essay, just like the one you just finished listening to now. Well, you're not finished yet. I'm still going. And we challenge everybody else to do the same thing. And everybody posts their work at twitter.com, hashtag Art Sound Off. Do a search for that, and you'll find a whole bunch of people checking in the way I did today. A lot of different voices to test out and see what kind of ways people engage with and think about their art. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
I'd like to talk to you for just a moment about safety. When we go to the beach, there are lifeguards there to watch out for our safety. Crossing guards are in the street for the same reason, to help protect us. Now, things like that are fine, but we can't count on someone always being around to protect us. We should practice thinking of safety all the time. So, don't take a chance. And that's true whether you're crossing a street or driving a car. Think safety.